We're going to move now to Humboldt County, where we are broadcasting from this week. It's a county where the cycle of addiction, poverty, incarceration, and death has gripped the area. Opioid and heroin use here are at crisis levels. One chilling stat: there are more opioid prescriptions in this county than there are people. Lisa Dugan knows the horror of having an addicted child. The mom from McKinleyville joins us now. Lisa, thanks for being here.
Thank you, John.
Lisa, let's start with the fact that it's just really hard to talk about opiate use here in Humboldt County. It's got a very heavy stigma. In fact, one person told us that we shouldn't be reporting on it because it's, quote, low-hanging fruit. You obviously disagree. You think sharing your story is important.
Yes, exactly. I think if we don't talk about it and we don't shed light on what's actually happening in our community, then it's going to be harder to understand the problem and its complexities and to actually be able to solve it.
So what is your story? What happened with your family?
My oldest daughter, who just turned 30 in federal prison, became addicted to opioids. She had a very close friend who had offered her one occasionally, and she from there became quickly addicted and had been addicted for probably about 5 years before I really understood what was going on. So my story is one of having an addicted child, and the consequences ended up impacting both she and her younger sister. They both ended up in federal prison and now have felonies on their record.
And why did they end up in federal prison?
My oldest daughter began dating someone who was involved in the cannabis industry here in Humboldt, which is one of the largest industries in our community. And he was trafficking marijuana between Ohio and Humboldt County. And because she needed to have a source of income in order to be able to afford the increasing expense of buying, she was addicted to pain meds, opioids. She needed that cash that was available from him and his business. And so in order to continue that relationship, she did things she shouldn't have. And basically what she did was she allowed people in Ohio to put money in her bank account in order to pay for marijuana. She withdrew it and gave it to this man. And he was being watched by the feds, and she got caught up in it. She had manipulated her younger sister to do the same, and her sister, understanding the relationship that her sister had with this man who was becoming abusive, was worried about her, and she in turn also did several of these transactions for this man, and they both ended up indicted in Ohio for money laundering as a result.
Both of your daughters are now out of jail. Your daughter, who was in active addiction, is now in active recovery. I'm curious what you would have done differently. What advice could you give to other parents who are listening to your story?
That is a really difficult question because I think that control is an illusion, really. I think I was fortunate in that I had some leverage that I finally found after some time to be able to get between my daughter and the drug. But I think otherwise she may have been one of the people out on the streets, one of the people homeless and addicted like some of the children I know of friends in the community. I don't really know what advice to give except for to continue to love them and to let them know that you're there for them when they're ready to make better choices. It's a fine line, I think, sometimes between enabling them and giving them the healthy support that they need to be able to make a better choice for themselves. But unfortunately, I don't think that we have a lot of control other than being there as the stable base they may need when they're ready to go into recovery.
Lisa Dugan joining us from her home in McKinleyville. Lisa, thank you so much and good luck to your daughter, both your daughters.
Thank you so much, John.